You have 12 messages left. Playing message 1 from Misha.
Hey, it's me. I'm calling from accounting. I needed to get in touch with you according to the boss or to talk about something. Please give me a call or email back soon. I left my contact information in your employee app. Thanks for your time.
End of message 1. Deleting message. Deleted. Playing message 2 from unknown caller.
Hey, sorry I'm calling you. I think it's the wrong number, so I'm leaving this voicemail just to say you didn't miss an important call from an unknown number. Just me getting a few numbers wrong. Sorry, I hope you weren't scared.
End of message 2. Deleting message. Deleted. Playing message 3 from unknown caller.
You can't hide from me forever, love. It's been so long since I last seen you, but I've had enough.
I told you before, no restraining orders can keep me away from you. No police officers outside of my house, no prison, nothing. There's nothing I wouldn't do, nothing I wouldn't give for you to be mine. It's always been me and you. You've always been the only one I've ever wanted to be with, my true destined soulmate. And no, I don't care if you don't see that. I've been very nice to you up until now, but sending me away to that asylum is not exactly something I can forgive you for. Listen, love, we both know I'm not crazy. Crazy for you, but not crazy. We both know you can never be with anyone else. No one can compare. No one even comes close. So why don't you call me back right now and tell me you love me. Maybe I'll consider not punishing you. Maybe I'll consider forgiving you. But only if you call me back right now.
End of message 3. Blocking number. Deleting message. Deleted. Playing message 4 from Mom.
You didn't call me back fast enough, darling. Don't you remember what I taught you? Always keep your phone nearby. Because if I need to hear your voice, I don't ever want to wait or expect to wait. Now tell me, have you ever heard your mother scream before? Because I did. And she did. She screamed so deliciously loud. Yes, she did. Oh, if I hadn't taken her to the woods, I might even have been worried that someone might have hurt us. But don't worry. I'm totally fine. Yeah. My outfit, it's a bit redder for the wear, if you know what I'm talking about. You like seeing me in red, right? I have some very fond memories of wearing that color for you. Anyways, don't try calling your mom. She can't reply anymore anyways. Or the police either. They're already looking for me with all their power. As you can hear, I'm still outside. Now, I know you're going to cave eventually. I just need to apply a little bit more pressure. So, I'm going to keep having my fun until you call me back. And each hour on the hour, I'll just have to find someone I know matters to you. I'll just have to take them out of the picture, if you know what I'm talking about, until it's just me and you. Well, love, I gotta go. Call me. Call me quickly. Right, my love?
End of message. Deleting message. Deleted. Playing message 5 from Chris High School.
Oh, I do so hope that you're not asleep. I want you to hear every single one of these messages. And I realize I sound really, 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 really needy right now. I want you to realize, I'm sorry, I'm excited. I want you to realize that I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop until you call me. I want to see what it takes to make you give in to me again. Even if you call the police or the government or a hit squad, you know that they can't stop me in time. Your only choice is to call me
directly, you know? In that asylum, they wouldn't even let me keep any of the pictures that I took of you. The only picture I could keep was the one of your birthday. That was so many years ago. Yeah, there was 10 people. 10 people were there. Me, you, your mom, your dad, and all the others. Tell me, are you still close with any of them? Do they still care about you at all? Because I do. My love for you is an ever-glowing flame. It's growing flame. I can't even talk right. Jesus. God, I miss you. That flame is shedding light on the world like the sun does. And that burning... Oh, it needs fuel, my love. Let's see. Who else was in that picture? Oh, your sister. That skink. Who thought she could love you better than I could? Tough choices. Maybe I'll take my revenge out on that stupid little slut who she tried to trick you into thinking you were hers. Or maybe I'll just pay a visit to your sister. Yeah, she's been living with you for all those years instead of me, refusing to work with me, trying to keep me away from you. Ugh, yeah. I'll have to think about it very carefully. Which one do I do first, of course? Whatever, I'm going to cross them both off the list, and then unless you call me back, you know? You know what? You know it. Yeah, call me. End of message. Deleting message. Deleted. Playing message from Sis. Hey, I just got a call from the police at that girl that used to be obsessed with you. They said she escaped and she's, like, sending someone to my house to protect me. Oh, they're sending someone? I don't know what's going on, totes. I know you're at work and you can't give me a call back for, like, a few hours, but please, like, be safe and call me when you get off work, okay? End of message. Deleting message. Deleted. Playing message from Sadie. Oh, it feels so good to finally be released of this ugly, filthy little skank. She had almost a year with you. All that time she stole from me. She took you away from me for so long, but not anymore. And never again. She can't. Now, here's the thing. I've been separated from you for far too long. There's only a limited amount of people on this picture I have, so if you don't call me before everyone's gone, maybe I'll have to pay you a visit in person. Well, anyways, I got the skank, so now your sister's next. I do hope she can, scream as loudly as your mother. I do love to make them scream. That was a lot of fun. Call me. End of message. Deleting message. Deleted. Playing message from Sis. She's very quiet. It was very nice of her to open the door for me, though. Even more because I have a car now. That should help me, get around. I wonder if your dad's in town. Call me. End of message. You know, you're not ready to hear the other voicemails yet. We can always do this another day, my love. I know that day was really hard for you, my dear. But look at the silver linings. That day caused you and me to be together. At long last. It's the day that finally marks our first ever anniversary. It's been 3 years since then. So much has happened since then. All the good memories we've made. From the moment you said yes. Even in these chains and ropes. You're so good for me. You're so good for me. I'm always so proud of you, you know? You finally acknowledged that I'm the only one you'll ever need. The only one you want. And all it took was take out everyone else in the picture. Literally. I'm sorry, honey. I just can't help but be giddy. I know I'd be happy with you, but I never expected how much joy you truly give me just by your constant presence. Whether I'm feeding you, cuddling in your bed, trying your ideas, punishing you, and I'll, you know, play pretend sessions. Ugh, those. I always feel like we're just so happy together. Just a bit longer, yeah. And I'm sure we'll be able to get those chains off you. All I need from you is to stop pretending you want to leave me. You know, by now, you can't go for long without me, even if you get away. It won't take that long for me to find you. I've done it before, and I'll do it again. Just catching and releasing. I've been in love with you all of my life. And a few more months is nothing. Now, how about we go back to listening and deleting these? We don't need them anymore, do we? Didn't think so. Hey, guys! Yeah, so, Zena Alexander here. We are closing in on 5,000 subscribers. This is nuts. We are actually on pace to hit it by the end of this month. If we do, this month will be 4,000 subscribers in a month, and I only will have 5,000, so that's, those aren't real numbers. I did say on Discord that if we do get 5,000, or when we get that 5,000, which I didn't think we were going to, especially this fast, we would do a one-shot D&D session. Thanks to Cambion for that suggestion of doing one-shot. And yeah, so if you guys are interested in D&D, the Discord link should be at the top of this page, like next to Reddit. And for everybody who's been on Reddit, I do run the Monster Girls subreddit. So if you guys see Monster Girls content, pictures, scripts, videos, feel free to post them. I don't care if it's yours or someone else's, share the love, no big deal. But yeah, I mean, if it is someone else's, give credit. Sorry, I should say that. Give credit. but yeah, anyways, my brain's all scrambled because I'm just blown away by you guys. It really means a lot. And I'm going to also schedule a live stream. It'll probably be a live stream where I'm gaming, answer questions, and maybe do a little bit of role play. I don't know. Get some scenarios and be silly. I don't know. I was thinking, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm excited. Maybe we'll do that for this weekend or next weekend. I have to look at my schedule. Anyways, guys, this has been Zena Alexander. I've been rambling way too much. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye!